Welcome back, everyone. Meg Krueger checking in for another Groundskeeper Chat. Thanks for joining us. Today we have a short yet solid chat for you, recorded with Boyd Montgomery of the Toro Company. Again, this chat was recorded down in Savannah during the SFMA conference. And while in Savannah, Boyd actually hosted a session about applying business lessons to sports turf strategies. So that's the topic you're going to hear us talk about today. And you'll see that right off the bat, Boyd and I talk about the importance of groundskeepers being well-rounded and diverse in their skill set, and business lessons being one of those skills to have, since we are being invited to the table in more situations, being put in more decision-making roles, and given the opportunities to advocate for our industry. So you'll hear some of the business lessons that Boyd has learned along the way and is sharing with you. Let us know what you think. Stay tuned for more. And without further ado, Boyd Montgomery, applying business lessons to sports turf. Enjoy. Welcome back, everyone. My name is Meg Krueger. We are here at SFMA 2022, joined by Mr. Boyd Montgomery of the Toro Company. And so you had a session here earlier today, and you talked about business lessons that can be applied to sports field management. And just in talking to people today and over the last 3 years since we've started this series, so many sports field managers are realizing, okay, you have to be savvy in every department if you want to be successful. You got to have the communication element. You have to be an expert in your field. And really, you know, applying the business lessons to what you do. So Absolutely. Just to start out, you know, start there and kind of where did the session take you?
Sure. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, one of the things that I think is key as a sports field manager, not only do you have to be disciplined in you know, the agronomic aspect and mm-hmm. how to grow grass and take care of, you know, facilities maintenance on that side of it. You also need to be very astute to, you know, what are some of the key aspects around the business mm-hmm. To understand, you know, the communication aspect. That's one huge aspect that as a sports field manager, if you can't communicate, you could be the best at growing grass.
Yep.
You're not going to be probably successful. Mm-hmm. You're going to have some issues. And so, you know, we spend a lot of time in the talk talking about communication and really, you know, sort of the verbal, nonverbal, mm-hmm. you know, how do you, you know, so what are some of the barriers that that you face when you're communicating, if it's, you know, either language or some of the, even, you know, the background, you know, so,
yep.
you know, how I communicate to you or how you communicate to me is all based on sort of the foundation that you have and, you know, trying to get folks to understand, you know, that's important to understand mm-hmm. because people are going to perceive things a little bit different on that side of it. You know, some other things we chatted about in the talk is things like knowing and understanding the P&L. You know,
yep.
a lot of the turf managers, you know, they got a budget. They have mm-hmm. to manage a budget. But the reality is that, you know, they're managing that budget. It's a bigger part of something. And unfortunately, for the most part, a lot of turf managers, their budget is an expense line. It's yep. not a revenue generator.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, as you're looking at a budget or that P&L side of things and getting an understanding for the whole operation, you sort of get a better sense if things happen,
mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, registration's down or maybe, you know, fields are closed and they can't generate the registrations for soccer.
We don't know anything about that.
Yeah,
you know, fields so, closing and the
yeah,
world.
Yeah, you know, the world shut down for a while. But you know, that's those type of things are critical. And another aspect that we touched on was data.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and probably 10 years ago or so, if you're talking to a group like this, you probably would never even thought about data.
Yeah.
Right. It's very, very minimal. Now, data is just a huge, huge aspect of managing turf and, mm-hmm. and helping give sort of another tool, I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being able to monitor, being able to put sensors in, You know, the reality is as equipment starts to go more robotic, mm-hmm. those pieces of equipment are going to have smarter technology, similar to like a car,
yep.
That would be able to tell you where they're at, what's happening, what's going on with it. And I like that. I mean, if you think about it, it's, you know, most of, if you look at a piece of equipment, a lot of that is reactive, right?
Yep.
Something breaks on the field. You got to take care of it.
Yep.
Hydraulic line blows or something breaks. So it's more of a reactive practice right now. I think as you look at the smarter technology and things like that that are coming into the industry, that turns into more of a proactive because mm-hmm. it can warn you. It can give you signs. It can give you notices of saying, hey, something's wrong. Check us out before you take it out.
Yep.
You know, and I think the reality that you're going to see as you go down the road with data is, if it's on the golf course side or if it's on the ground side, you're going to see more of a complete, if it be the take irrigation heads. Are my irrigation heads spinning at the right rotation to put down the precise amount of water?
Mm-hmm.
You know, those type of things are capable or becoming capable as these new technologies, get developed.
Definitely. And learning how to utilize those data points to help, secure you spot at the table so that
yep.
you're involved in those decisions, using mm-hmm. it to help justify your bottom line. Abby McNeil, we've talked about this before, and that, a huge purchase like a piece of equipment, you need to start putting it in their head 10 years
yep.
before. So you have to have that plan. And you have to have the data to support it. You could come in there every day and be like, yeah, I really want this. But
right.
when you're saying, okay, here's the data that I'm going to show you, and we're going to get 16% more games played
yep.
if I have this piece of equipment. And just coming in the door prepared, you've already, gotten over a hurdle
yep.
of, just being taken seriously.
To that point, topic we covered is really, I always start out with covering this topic by, just asking the room, who in here is in sales? And,
mm-hmm.
I think this morning I probably had maybe about 5 hands go up in the room. And I said, well, really the right answer is everybody's in
yep.
sales. And the quicker that they understand that and understand some of the simple sales concepts, I would say,
yep.
The better they're able to start developing this story to sell for a piece of product,
yep.
developing that presentation, and really, making sure that, again, you're not walking in and just saying, hey, I want to buy this with no justification, no
mm-hmm.
foundation of what it's going to do for the organization.
Yep. So Ryan DeMayo, he talks all about the story
yep.
that, you have to start building that from the get-go because there's nobody in the sports turf industry that doesn't get chills when you describe that Friday night, the winning team out on the field, the families are all out there. And he said, you play on that. Use that to your advantage. And
absolutely.
Start building the story of your facility, your school, your parks, your rec, and help sell that, your bottom line.
Yeah. The big challenge that I think a lot in the industry have right now is, unfortunately, a lot of the folks that don't really have a clue about managing turf, their perception or their foundation is what they see on TV, right?
Yep.
So it's the, it's the NFL fields, it's the Major League Baseball fields, the MLS fields, that all look pristine.
Mm-hmm.
They look, just unbelievable. But the reality is they don't know what goes in to get that developed. And so, going back to communication, I think one of the things that I try to stress is, you got board of directors, you've got user groups that come in, and some of them might be doctors, lawyers, smart people,
mm-hmm.
But again, their foundation is a lawyerese or being a doctor, they're talking doctor speak, and the reality is trying to craft the story
mm-hmm.
That you can use maybe some of their foundation to say this is how it would be applicable to managing a living, breathing organism
mm-hmm.
like grass. So
very cool. And as far as, a lot of the conversations here have been all about encouraging, inspiring this next generation
yep.
that, we really want to be the leaders of SFMA.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say to, a student here or somebody considering this as a career, what are some of those business lessons that they should start getting under their belt so that they can be successful day one?
I think first off, before they even consider it, they have to have passion for it, right?
Of course.
Because if you don't have passion for your job, you're probably not going to
especially
enjoy
in
it.
This industry, yeah, it's not going to happen.
You're not going to enjoy it. So, you know, I think passion is really important. But, you know, I think some of the foundations, you know, probably a business class would be great to get a good foundation. You don't have to be a financial analyst or any of that, but just to understand, again, the P&L, understand some of the sales concept, understand how to put a sales presentation together, you know, and you know, being able to do those type of things. You know, the data side of it, you know, that's a little bit more challenging because you're not going to want to go into engineering or take any of these math classes. You know, people don't like that, but, you know, the better.
But it could be as simple as just surveying your user groups.
Absolutely.
Saying, hey, what did you like about this? I mean, and that could go a long way with the higher ups.
Yeah. I think, you know, one of the things I think that make turf managers successful is that, you know, they have such a passion for providing the safe, playable field. You know, they need to understand that when, you know, there's something going on the field, that they're connected to those folks. They're connected to the user groups. They're communicating to them, developing those relationships. I mean, just like selling, they're, you know, as managing turf, you have to have those relationships. And if they can develop those with, you know, their boards, their managers, their user groups, you can have a better buy-in and conversation with them, I think.
So any questions that arose during the session that, you know, seemed like a general concern or general consensus with our group here?
No, we had some good questions. I think one of the things that was good is actually my replacement in Sylvania, Brian Hall, was in the room and used him for an example when we were talking about, you know, sort of the finance side of things. And, you know, a lot of times you hear, especially in Parks and Rec, that, hey, I pay taxes. I have every right to go out, walk on the field, do what I want to do out there and stuff like that. And the reality is, they pay taxes, they support it. But there's a cost to that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that I started early on was trying to understand what that cost was when we were asked to host a tournament, asked to do any of any other activities that were out there. And, you know, we started charging user fees. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've done some talks where I've mentioned that, hey, you know, you guys have every right to try to develop a user fee. Now, you know, some of the people that pay for the programming and stuff like that to participate in like a soccer or whatever, those fees that, you know, come into the department would support it. But these external events that are outside of the normal stuff that you're doing are
adding all the wear.
All the additional cost. You know, he shared with the group that, you know, he generates about $150,000 a year to the top line for, you know, these events that he runs. And, you know, I think it's important for the conversation to be had. I mean, it's going to be tough in a lot of municipalities, but I think, you know, the if it's treated as the external events that are bringing the expense to, you know, to their budgets.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think it's worth a conversation to be had.
Definitely. And, yeah, I remember talking to Brian. I think we talked about baseball tournament prep. Yeah. Yep. And he just gave me a scope of what they're handling there. And that's such a good point is, like, yeah, the real impact on that field is happening because of these events. And, you know, a lot of them are coming from out of town. So, so that's very interesting point, a great thing to consider. So, So this has been awesome. I appreciate your time. And another Groundskeeper Chat here at SFMA.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.